Books have been an integral part of having children. Books from the library, books we've been given, books we've bought ourselves. And among the hundreds of books that have come into our home, one stands out amongst the rest. The book is Quiet by Tom Percival and Richard Jones. It's a book I've read my son perhaps 100 times, a book I've given away a dozen times, and it's a book I'd like to read for you now. Once, there lived a small bird with a bright turquoise flash on one wing. She loved to fly through the sky where it was quiet and calm, far away from her woodland home, where an overwhelming jumble of voices filled the air, leaving no room for her own little voice to be heard. Even when she tried to join in with the other birds, the words would just curl up inside her chest and nothing came out. Then, early one morning, she heard a worrying sound, deep and ominous. Not the downward swoosh of a hawk or the fast, light paws of a fox. This was something new. A low, distant rumble shook the trees, setting her heart trembling. "Quiet," she chirped into the riotous dawn chorus. "Listen, what's that noise?" But her voice was too small to be heard. So she went to investigate, all the way to the far edge of the forest, and that was when she saw it. A mechanical beast, tearing up the earth and crushing their homes. Watching in silent horror as the woods were destroyed, the young bird knew she had to do something. Flying back to her clearing, she landed high up in the tall old oak tree, thump, thump, thump. Her heart pounded in her chest, right up into her throat. She tried to speak, but she couldn't. No words came out, and nobody noticed her at all. She almost gave up. She almost flew away to the quiet, calm, welcoming sky. But this message was too important, so she took a deep breath, and she tried again. "Everyone, listen. A huge metal monster is destroying our woods, and it's coming closer."
"Nonsense," called a loud old wood pigeon who was always clacking his beak. He puffed out his chest. "Nothing can destroy these old woods, you silly little thing."
Everyone laughed. The young bird's face flushed. She wanted to fly away, to be calm and alone. But she pushed that feeling right back down. "No," she insisted. "Just be quiet and listen for once. Then you'll hear." Even though her voice was no louder, it was stronger. And slowly but surely, everyone did fall silent. Even the loud old wood pigeon. Then they could hear it. The screaming of the saw blades, the distant crashing of the trees.
"We must leave," the old wood pigeon bellowed. "We must all fly away while we still can."
The young bird shook her head. "No," she said firmly. "We should stay. This is our home. These are our woods. We need to keep them safe."
"But how?" asked the wood pigeon. "It's hopeless."
Again, the small bird spoke, her calm words reaching every corner of the clearing. "There are hundreds of us. Thousands of animals, millions of insects. The forest is home to us all. Just imagine if we all gathered here together."
"And then we fight?" asked one of the magpies.
"No," said the young bird. "This is my plan, if you're willing to try it. We fill up the clearing, sit still, and stay quiet." So that's exactly what they did. The little bird held her breath. The machine roared closer. She closed her eyes, her heart pounding, and still the machine came. It rumbled closer and closer until the engines fell silent. The saw blade stopped spinning. A quiet song rose up, drifting high into the air, a delicate song of pure beauty and wonder. As the little bird sang, the sound echoed through the woods. It was a song of hope,
a family of love and of home. It was a song of belonging. At first, she sang alone, but soon all the other creatures of the woods joined in, and there, in that moment, they all understood. Even the workers, who climbed back into their machines. The engines rumbled back into life, but the saws remained silent. The machines turned slowly around, and then they were gone. And that was how the forest learnt the song of the small, quiet bird with the turquoise flash on one wing, a song that still rings out clear and true. Because everyone has something to offer, whether big or small, timid or bold, quiet or loud. There is a time and a place for everyone's voice to be heard.
Thank you for taking the time to listen today. This is my first audio project in addition to the writing, photography, and other kind of technical creative acts I participate in. Not exactly sure where this is going to go, but I'm enjoying the process thus far.